through the fog.
Hey everybody, welcome to an old-fashioned girl podcast. My name is Kara.
And I'm Andrea, and I'm a little out of breath because during the intro we both dance a little in our chairs.
You can't help it.
No.
It's just one of those songs.
Yeah.
Well, we hope everybody is doing well and is excited about the holidays, and I hope you're finding time to relax amongst this busy season.
Yes.
It's very busy.
Mm-hmm. I did that the other day. I sat down. Ave Maria was playing by Harry Connick, his Christmas CD.
Nice.
Beautiful. And I just sat down. I did not do anything. I did not think about anything. I just sat down and listened to it.
Nice. Did you look at Christmas tree lights?
No, I was in the kitchen.
Oh.
We didn't have our tree up yet.
Trees are very mesmerizing.
Yeah.
With their twinkly lights. John wants to keep ours up all year long, but...
Oh.
Yeah. I pretty much have tabooed that, so...
Good.
Anyway, speaking of Christmas music, I wanted to share with you guys, a really fun album that John and I got today. It's actually a 5-disc album. And it's by somebody named Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, I've heard of him.
You have?
Yeah, Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Has a song where they say, put Sufjan Stevens on.
I love it. He is pretty much like a huge name in indie music. And one of the reasons that I love him is because he's very, it's called Newgrass is mm-hmm. what they coin his music as. It's very... you know, getting back to the roots of American history music, you know, he plays a banjo and, you know, there's several other instruments on most of the songs too, but it's very, like, unusual. He'll have, like, his friends singing with him and just, like, weird choruses come out of nowhere, and it's just a lot of fun to listen to. So over the past couple years, I think it's been, or maybe it was just last year, for gifts for his friends and family, he made... different Christmas albums.
Really?
Yeah. And he recorded them and gave them to them. And this year he released it to the public as 5 different CDs in a box. And one's called Noel, one's called Hark, one's called Ding Dong, one's called Joy, and the other's called Peace. And then with this comes a songbook and other stuff, which includes the chords if you want to play it on your guitar.
Nice.
And very fun pictures. Like, there's one of him posing with an inflatable Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a comic book with a comic that he created. And when you open that up, there's a fun surprise.
Who are these people? Is that his family?
Nope. He's posing with what looks like his wife and 2 kids, but it's complete strangers, probably.
Ah, okay.
It's so fun. And then stickers.
I love stickers.
Christmas stickers.
A cardinal, an owl... A deer, a lion, and a bird.
Yes, it's so fun. So it's like a feast for the whole family. And seriously, like, some of these old Christmas songs are just so refreshing, the way that he does them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so beautiful. And like the first song on Noel is Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does it with a banjo, and it's so beautiful. Like, you just feel calm.
I would like to hear this. I've actually never heard his music, but
really?
I've heard of his name.
Mm-hmm. He's really creative. So if you're looking for a good Christmas album this year, that's a good one.
Excellent.
It's worth the purchase. Do you have any fun favorites?
I really like the Harry Connick Christmas
CD. I've
never
heard that one.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good voice, though.
I love it. And I'll tell you, we had friends over on Saturday night, and I had it on repeat.
Yeah?
And I didn't even think about it after I put it on. And... a little while into the evening, my friend's husband said, could you put in a different CD? This one's been on for 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I felt really silly. So I'm sorry, Rich, okay? I'm sorry.
He probably was going crazy.
Yeah, and then I rushed to put a new CD in, and it was terrible. He's the only Christmas CD we have.
Vineyard is another good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the old-fashioned ones, too, like from the 60s, maybe, 70s.
Yes.
They're wonderful.
What's that one? Ah, but it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, there's a lot of fun Christmas music stuff. I like to listen to it sometimes in July, I admit it.
You do?
I'm one of those people. I'm one of those sickos.
I can't do it.
When it's boiling hot in the middle of July, I get out my Christmas music.
Really?
And I love it because, you know, the lyrics are so powerful too. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes Christmas music isn't even about, you know, holiday stuff. It's just about Jesus, and I love that. So it was really, it's a nice little interlude in my year.
Yes.
Don't tell John, though. He makes fun of me.
Okay. It's our secret.
Yeah. Anyway, so I hear you've been up to some new things.
Yes. Well, I have a story, a short story. An acquaintance of mine has a horse. Okay.
Fun.
We all love horses. What can I say?
We're girls. We love horses.
Mm-hmm. Love them. I wish I had a horse. And I wish he lived inside our house.
Like Mr. Ed.
Yes.
Wait, he lived outside.
Oh, okay. But still. And so this acquaintance, which I stress, I didn't know her very well, has a horse, okay? And she told me about it, and she said, you know, if you ever want to come out and ride, you can. And I said, great. So not this past Friday, but the Friday before, we drove out there. It was like 15, 20 minutes away to this barn at night. And her parents were actually there because she's younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a horse named Prince. And he's a show horse, okay? For anybody who rides horses, big difference between a trail horse and a show horse.
Oh.
Because the show horses are much more sensitive. Like if you blink, they'll do something different, you know? So, yes. So she's, you know, we were in an arena, you know, like with sand on the bottom or dirt, whatever. So she rode him around a few times, and she said, okay, now you get on. And it was difficult to get on because there's no step, and I had to grab onto his mane.
Oh, my gosh.
And leap up above his back, the saddle was above my head.
How did you do that?
Yeah, how did I? I don't know. Well, her dad kind of pushed my foot up, but it was we were off to a bad start because who wants to grab a horse's mane
to get on? Yeah, and what horse wants their mane to be grabbed?
Yeah, I mean, they say they can't feel it, but still.
Yeah, right.
So I got on Prince, who I would also like to call El Diablo, which means the devil. And immediately he started testing me. You know, I was just walking him around the circle, and then he just went to the middle and wasn't listening to anything. And they can tell instantly by how you're sitting if you are in control or not, or if you're experienced. So, you know, by your, not only by your posture and your placement, but by your adrenaline. Horses can smell adrenaline.
They can smell adrenaline. Kind of like dogs can smell fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And they know if you're scared. And I wasn't very scared. I mean, I'd been on horses many times. But I was a little, it was different, you know, because he was such a different horse.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so we're walking around. He's not really listening. And all of a sudden, he decides to take off full speed and around and around and around the arena. Okay, now, this is the third time I'm telling this story, so I won't cry this time. But the first two times,
I'm not kidding.
It was the most horrendous experience of my life. Honestly, the most frightening experience of my life. It was as if somebody put a gun to my head and then, So it's going, all of a sudden, it books. It just takes off running and running and running. And all three of them are yelling, pull back on the reins! And I'm like, I can't!
Oh my gosh.
And around and around and around the arena. I mean, full speed, okay? And he's smushing my leg against the side of the wall.
To try and get you off?
Yeah. And she would stand in front of him with her with her arms in the air and, you know, as big as she could be and say, stop! And he almost ran her over. So he's going around and around.
Oh,
and I'm like, I want to get off.
It's like he was possessed.
I want to get off.
Oh,
help
gosh.
Me. Help me. Somebody help me.
That would have felt so helpless.
Yep. And I tried to stay calm at first. I was like, whoa, Prince. And I was pulling back on the reins. Well, then he was just going berserk, okay? So then I'm like, my body is starting to flop around like I'm losing control, like a rag doll on top.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks. Kara's laughing. Thank you. So I'm bouncing around. Okay. I'm thinking paraplegic, quadriplegic. I'll never dance again. Because one fall on your head and there you go. Okay.
Yeah,
so my whole dancing career is I'm thinking, how do I take a shower without arms? How do I dance? So finally, as if it was in slow motion, we're coming upon a corner, not a corner, it's an oval, right? But yeah. You know what I mean? Like yeah, the end turn. Of the, yeah, the turn. Thank you. And I was like, I didn't even think about this. All of a sudden, I slipped my inside leg out of the stirrup so I wouldn't be dragged to death.
Yeah.
And I leapt off the horse.
Oh my gosh.
And I grabbed onto a metal rail. Oh. And the bottom half of my body kind of just fell into the sand. And I was so shaken. It was the most terrifying experience of my life. And I've been on a horse that started to run like crazy before, you know?
Oh my
but I always
gosh.
Got it under control. But this horse was like absolutely psychotic.
Wild.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't even have been ridden.
Yeah. It's like it was like she put me in the pilot, like a seat of an airplane and said, okay, off you go, you know? And
yeah.
It was so terrifying. And I got home and I just felt so, I was full of adrenaline. Okay, so then I'm off the horse, right? And of course he stops as soon as I jump off.
Gosh.
Yeah, thank
he
you.
He didn't try to hurt you.
El Diablo. No, but I think if I would have turned my back, he would have come up and kicked me and then tried to trample me to death.
Oh my gosh.
So then she's like, okay, get back on. No! No, I said, no, I'm
That's
not.
That's dangerous.
And she said, well, if you don't get back on now, you'll never ride him again.
Who said this, the girl or
yeah,
mom?
Yeah, the girl. And I said, I don't care. I don't care if I never ride this horse again, you know? And, well, I got on.
What?
I did. She said, because I was like, you know what? I'm not letting the horse get the best of me. I sat on him. I did not ride him anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I just sat on him and I actually pet him and I said, you know, it's okay because his eyes were crazy and he was psycho. I should have sent him to the pound, to the glue factory. But I just sat on him and said, okay, you know, and then I got off the horse. So horrible, horrible, horrible experience.
Like he was testing you or something.
Yeah, it was
like. Do you think it was like that?
Yes. Prince of Evil. That's what we should call him. Prince of all things evil.
How so you ride today on Prince of Evil.
So and then I saw a horse on TV the next day, and before I could even figure it, I got terrified suddenly.
No.
But I won't say I'm not swearing off horses. This was a bad experience by an inexperienced, you know, she was 17, and I don't think she really realized the liability she had. I mean, not legally, but
right.
You don't put somebody on his back.
Yeah.
She's the only one that rides him. All of this, you know, I found out later, but so it was very, very, very frightening. And it wasn't
Sorry.
Good for the horse or me, you
no.
know? So it was
What's
so bad.
Are you going to go back?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
I don't blame you.
I'll stick to trail horses.
Alrighty then.
And, oh, can I just add one thing? It was not a Western saddle. There was no horn to hold on to.
So what did you hold on to? His mane the whole time?
Nothing. I held on to the reins. And
oh, my gosh.
So there was nothing. If a couple of times I bounced forward and I almost fell face first. It was terrible. So bad horse experience.
I'm so sorry. I'm glad you're okay.
Yes. I've got all my limbs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So take that and make it be a lesson.
Yes. And now all of you horse enthusiasts, I love horses. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
This is just a bad...
Bad experience.
Bad experience, yes.
What a story.
I know.
My face was like hot red while you were telling it. I was like, in a moment.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I came home and I didn't know what to do. I was like, I almost just died. I almost just died. What do I do? So I took a hot bath.
There you go.
That always helps.
Hot baths help. They do.
Yes.
Lots of bubbles.
Yeah. So another thing I have to tell you is I read in Real Simple magazine that lemon Kool-Aid takes out hard water stains.
Oh my goodness.
And that's great.
So wait, so you just make up a pitcher of Kool-Aid beforehand and do you put it in a spray bottle?
I just glanced at it. I'll have to go look, but it was in the January Real Simple magazine. Mm-hmm. And I think actually you put a packet into your dishwasher if your dishwasher has hard water stains.
Oh, okay.
Instead of powder, you put the lemon, gel.
I'm surprised that it wouldn't stain things, because you know how Kool-Aid, like...
Only lemon now. Don't get cherry.
Okay.
Lemon's the only one that doesn't stain.
Oh, okay.
So,
Is it more natural than the other ones?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
And then maybe it could work, like, in bathtubs and other places where hard water stains, like sinks and things.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
Unless it was a very porous type of surface, you
mm-hmm.
know? But, that's an interesting thought. I'm gonna have to try that.
I'll test it out.
All right. You could be my guinea pig.
Yeah. If everything turns bright yellow, I'll let you know.
There we go. Wow. But man, like, that just astounds me. Because, like, what is the other one? Coke? You can use it to clean your toilet with.
Like, really?
Yeah. It, like, actually takes out, you know, the ring and stuff because it's very acidic.
Really? Because we have well water.
Do you?
Yeah. And there's hard water stains, like lime, I think it is. It builds up.
Yeah. I've heard that it cleans toilets really well, which is really weird.
That's wonderful that we drink it then.
I know. That's the thing I read it on, was, like, how bad it is for your stomach because, you know, it eats away at enamel. So, well, which is why it's so bad for your teeth. Mm-hmm. Are you afraid?
Oh, no.
Be very afraid. Yes, Coke is a naughty thing, but darn, it's good.
It is good. I know it's like drinking sugar. I only have it once in a while, but it's such a treat.
Yeah, I only have it pretty much once every 4 months. Or
what?
Yeah, seriously.
Are you serious?
I hardly ever have Coke because I prefer like seltzer things and or carbonated juices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the aftertaste of soda.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I do have it, like sometimes I just crave a nice cold Coke.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, with ice? After work. No, just right out of the can.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It always gives me the hiccups without ice.
Gives you the hiccups?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Hey, have you tried the carbonated grapefruit juice drink at Starbucks?
No, that sounds really good though.
It's 100% juice, but it's carbonated. And it's grapefruit, mandarin, or pear. And I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure some of
and
you have had it.
Grapefruit's really good for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, the scent and everything, it's like supposed to do, I don't know, stuff with your mood. And
really?
Yeah.
All
right. It's like healing and it's like aromatherapy.
Really?
Yeah, grapefruit scent. It's really powerful. Somebody tell me why, I forget. Oh, another good drink that I tried, now that we're talking about drinks. It's, who's it by? Welch's? I can't remember. It's a blueberry pomegranate carbonated juice.
Really?
Yeah.
I love pomegranates.
Yeah. And it has vitamin E and I don't remember. There's just like a ton of different vitamins in it it's infused with. But it's really rich and good.
Really?
Yeah. And it doesn't leave a nasty sugary taste after either. Mm-hmm. Even though you'd think it would as you're drinking it because it seems like, you know, strong or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of flavor, but it's really good.
Well, that would be good and full of antioxidants.
Yes. Thank you. That's the word I said. I can never think of words. Arg. Anyway, I was watching TV yesterday for once because I actually got to sit down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I was pulling out my knitting and the other day I had discovered on HGTV, which is where I live, it's channel 39. I don't know what it is for you guys, but they have, starting from 11 o'clock, actually, no, it's earlier than that, sometime in the morning, they have tons of, like, creative programs.
Really?
Yeah. They had, like, I don't know, stuff about painting houses and decorating and creating crafts and, I don't know, anything that you can think of for creating, it's on there. It's so cool. And so, one of them was called Nitty Gritty. I was just like, there's like sensible, chic, and designing sense, and I can't remember all the other ones, but I just recorded a bunch of them, so I was like, this is like my channel right here, so I just thought, next time I want to knit, I'll, you know, watch a bunch of them and see what I think.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Is it spelled with a K, Nitty Gritty?
Yes, Nitty Gritty. And so I sat down, and that was my favorite show. Now I have it set, I have DVR, and I have it set to where all of them, anytime, at, you know, old or new, they will record.
Really?
I was like, this is the coolest show. It's a lady, I don't know, 20s or 30s, and she just has, like, a few other people there, and they're all sitting there knitting like mad women when it first starts. Yeah, and it just, it looks like a talk show, kind of the setting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and it just feels like friends, you know? They're just sitting there talking about their knitting, and they go from, I think they showed us like four different projects, and they showed us how to make a knit lampshade.
Really?
Yeah, where you, I mean, it's really cool. It's kind of 70s looking, you know? And then, what was it? A beach chair that folds out. It's like a wooden frame, and then you do like a knit hemp seat.
Ooh.
That stretches, you know? What else? Oh, they showed you how to do a cable knit, which I've always wondered how to do.
For sweaters?
Yeah, or for pillows, whatever. You know, you can use cable knit in so many different ways. And I guess you normally would need, like, a special cable knit needle for that, mm-hmm. but they showed you how to do it without it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have a website?
I think so. In fact, I was thinking about it on the way home today, and I think a long time ago, one of you guys actually gave me the link for it.
So for Nitty Gritty? Like,
mm-hmm, I think there's a, either, I think they have little live videos and stuff on it. But they did kept saying a website on the show. What was it? DIY Net. I'll have to check that out for you guys. But I think it's DIY something.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Yeah, try that search on Google and see what comes up.
Woo. But anyway, they just had so many awesome tips. And like, I was just like glued. I kept rewinding it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. And I was doing something like just a straight stockinette stitch, but I like halfway through I was like, I'm gonna try that cable knit, and I just did
really?
It. Yeah, it was so fun. So
Kara is so talented with it, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little about a mitten that's been sitting in my basket for
Uh-oh.
2 years.
Uh-oh.
And there's four rows.
It's really
done.
Been 2 years.
Will you help me?
Yeah
it's
but
a,
it's four needle.
Yeah,
I've never done 40. I mean, I can learn, but I've
Of course you
it.
Can learn. See? It's like she looks at a pattern, she can learn anything. I feel like I could never learn knitting or crocheting or anything from a piece of paper. I need somebody's hands showing me.
Yes. It does really help.
Yeah. Like, that's why the show was so great.
That's exactly it. They really zero in on the people's hands.
They do?
Yeah. It's really cool.
I love them.
I know. Me too. It's on at 10 o'clock.
Right. Okay. So, Nitty Gritty.
Yep.
What network is it? Is it a special cable network or something?
Nope, I just have Time Warner Cable.
Okay.
So, but I think HGTV is on just regular cable, so.
Okay. I think it's a great link.
Yeah.
I mean, show.
It's awesome. So check it out if you can find it.
Okay.
And I will check out their website.
Yeah.
Next time one tapes.
Yay. Yes.
I mean, records.
Yes.
What is this, VCR? Okay.
Don't laugh. We recorded Grey's Anatomy on a VCR.
No!
Yes, we did.
Your VCR actually works?
No. It actually broke down right after we recorded Grey's.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe it's another glitch. But I'm happy to report my France pictures are not deleted.
Yay!
And it was not a problem with the hard drive.
That is so awesome.
Yes, thank goodness. We took it to Best Buy, Geek Squad.
Yes.
And it was actually the thing that the charger plugs into in the back, like the jack that the charger plugs into. There was a malfunction or like it broke or something,
mm-hmm.
just from normal wear. And so it was not expensive. It was all about the charging jack. Nothing was actually wrong with the laptop,
mm-hmm.
but we did. If you ever get your laptop fixed or anything, take out your hard drive before giving it to them. Because when you give it to them, they can delete it at any moment without even...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then they want to charge you $100 to back it up. That's how they make a lot of money, is by saying, we can back up everything on your computer for $100. Well, no, just keep your hard drive at home.
Yeah.
It just unscrews with a little tiny screwdriver, pops out really easily. And...
we
saved $100. Yeah.
That's so cool.
If you ever need to get your laptop fixed, they're going to say, well, there's a possibility you could lose your hard drive information. We'll just take it out and keep it home. So our France pictures, I am printing them. I don't care if I go into debt over printed
Seriously.
Pictures. And we also backed them up. High five. As soon as we got home, you know, with our laptop and hard drive, we backed them up on an external drive where we have all of our photos. So,
good.
Yes, and I'm going to print them, so.
I'm so proud of you.
I know.
It's major stuff.
It's good news.
And it's going to be so much fun for you to look through them.
Yes.
You have to call me so I can come look.
I know, this trip was 2 years ago and I still don't have an album. But it's going to be fun, actually, to do it so far after it happened.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes when you just get back, you're like, yeah, I was just there, you know. But I'll have to show you.
It'll be like seeing them for the first time.
Yeah.
That'll be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I told John that I wanted all of my old rolls of film from like my 35 millimeter and all that, like, developed for Christmas.
For Christmas?
I was like, if I get nothing else, I want my rolls of film developed.
Yes.
So
that's
I have
a good gift idea.
Yeah, I even pointed out several times where they are sitting in our closet. I was like, they're right here. Right here, see? You know? So I don't have the guts to go check because I don't want to ruin it if a surprise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really hoping.
That's a great gift idea.
Mm. It's going to be expensive, but it'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Lots of mystery rolls of film.
So. Yes.
Anyway, well, we hope that you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
And yes. And if you get a very special gift, I was wondering, what's the most meaningful gift or one of the most meaningful gifts you've ever received? Email us.
Yes.
I would love to hear it. And pictures. We love getting pictures from you.
Yeah, that is really fun.
Yes.
That I will actually get online to look for. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so bad, you guys.
I'm not. I'm online all the time.
See, it's a good thing I have you and John because on these two podcasts, I'm so bad with getting online.
It's okay. Well, see, and if you need to reach Kara, just email me and I'll pass it on.
Or she'll send it to me. She has forwarded me a couple emails.
Yes, but I'll probably just tell you because you'll get it quicker.
Yeah. This is true. All right. Well, we love you guys and we hope you have a wonderful holiday season and just take care of yourselves and stay warm.
Yes, and if you have any Christmas pictures you want to send us of your tree or of your family or anything, we would love to see them. So it would be neat to compare Christmases all around the country or all around the world.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed the show.
You can visit our website at anoldfashionedgirl.wordpress.com.
And you can write to us at anoldfashionedkara@gmail.com.
And anoldfashionedrea@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.